USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on a resolution that will condemn hate speech. This all stems back to comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who's saying the comments she made were not intended to be anti-Semitic. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham says something's going on here.
Clearly, there's a narrative being pushed that we're all controlled by Jewish money. That's one of the oldest slams against the Jewish people since time began, that follow the Benjamins is a stereotype of Jewish influence of the media. And
former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is suing the Trump Organization in New York Supreme Court for just under $2 million in legal fees and costs. President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort is set to be sentenced in a Northern Virginia federal court on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
It is frozen food month as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000?
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
Police in Illinois are searching for a suspect who fired at officers at a Rockford, Illinois hotel. Rockford police officer Andre Bass says they were responding to the extended stay hotel around 9:15 local time.
U.S. Marshals Task Force protecting to serve an arrest warrant on the subject in one of the rooms here. They were fired upon by the suspect. One of the marshals was hit. His status right now is unknown.
Attorney General William Barr says elder fraud is massive and a growing problem. Speaking today at the Justice Department, Barr says the department will get justice for the elderly.
And as long as I'm Attorney General, it will be a priority, and I promise that I will be ratcheting up these efforts.
Barr added the DOJ has charged more than 225 individuals over the past year in connection to fraud scams. For the second time in less than 1 year, Taylor Swift's accused stalker is under arrest. The stalker was arrested for allegedly breaking into Swift's home around 2 o'clock this morning. Police say once inside, he ransacked her apartment. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek revealed in a YouTube video on Wednesday that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel on what makes pancreatic cancer so deadly.
It's because it's deep in the body, and by the time you know about it, it can be very far advanced, as in Alex Trebek's case. You don't get warning signs. You may eventually get yellow eyes or lose weight or get back pain. By the time that happens, it's at least 50% of the time already advanced. And we're just starting to really figure it out and to learn treatments for it. There's something coming out that's called Precision Promise this year where people are going to get into clinical trials. We're going to figure out their genetic signatures. Everybody has a different kind of cancer. We're going to personalize treatments. That's going to start to make a difference, but it's really just the beginning.
Next, Dr. Siegel on Fox News, if you can be tested for pancreatic cancer.
There's some proteins, but not yet where we can really tell, unless we're doing a CAT scan on everyone, which we're not going to do. But we have warning signs. People that smoke are at risk. People that drink too much that are at risk. People that are overweight, that have family histories. These are the people we're really looking at to see if they could be at risk. Now, I also believe, of course, as Alex Trebek, very positive attitude. I believe in the power of prayer in a situation like this.
With no one winning the Powerball on Wednesday, the jackpot is now up to over $400 million. Next drawing is set for Saturday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.